Times, 7:08. What is the future for digital radio? The question is raised by the discussion of the future of the BBC. Is it time now for the government to press ahead, not just with changes to the BBC, but with its plan to end the FM signal, have us all listening digitally? James Cridland is media analyst, managing director of media.info, and is here. And Lawrence Harrison is on the line. He's director of market development at Digital Radio UK. Morning to you both.
Good morning. Lawrence
Harrison, has the case for digital audio become stronger?
Yes, I think it has. I mean, undoubtedly, the future for radio is digital. And in that digital future, it's a multi-platform world. People are listening in many different ways. 40% of all listening to radio today is to digital platforms. DAB digital radio accounts for about 2/3 of that. And online is about 16%. So people are listening to digital in many different ways according to their own situation and which devices they want to listen on.
But specifically on DAB, on digital audio broadcasting, which is a proportion of that digital listening, you think that is also, that is itself the future?
Well, I think it's one part of the future, yeah. And I think DAB absolutely is going to be the UK's free-to-air digital backbone for the foreseeable future.
Lawrence Harrison, you agree? James Cridland, you agree?
I do, yeah. I mean, I think when you have a look at how audiences are already tuning into radio, one out of 4 hours of radio in the UK is over DAB. And for live radio, DAB is used 4 times more than the internet. I think, you know, where the future is it's very much a multi-platform future, where we are using lots of different ways of tuning into radio.
Including FM, or do we need to switch it off eventually?
I think that FM is a fine thing, so long as you like the small amount of stations which are available on there. You know, I can't get the World Service or Radio 4 Extra or 6 Music or any of the other stations on the FM dial because there simply isn't the space. And I think that's part of the future, is actually offering more choice to audiences.
Yeah, but offering more choice means that those who currently have FM and like it perfectly well are allowed to keep it. Is that an important part of this multi-platform future that we're talking about?
Well, it comes down to value for money at the end of the day. And actually, for the BBC, it's cheaper per station to broadcast on DAB. So if you're looking for value for money, it would be a very interesting thing, wouldn't it, were the BBC to actually turn off FM and longwave tomorrow. I'm not sure that I want that, but actually that's part of where the future is going.
Lawrence Harrison, do you think it'll happen? FM will be turned off?
Well, it's government policy to continue planning for a future switchover.
Yeah, but they never mention a date, do they?
Well, in the Green Paper, they do say that a switchover wouldn't happen until 2020. But I think it's inevitable because the dual broadcasting on both FM and DAB is inefficient and wasteful, and the savings that could be had from moving to a digital-only platform could be reinvested in content and innovation to the benefit of listeners.
And yet, a lot of people say, hold on a second, DAB has really significant faults. For instance, it's very battery-hungry. You can't really listen to it on a battery pocket radio. It's also, interestingly, not in a lot of new cars. Even new cars being bought today don't necessarily have it as standard. So, you know, given that that's the case, given that it does have drawbacks and that we are not in all events prepared for it, it would be crazy, wouldn't it, to suggest that people listening on FM were somehow doing something old-fashioned and to be phased out soon?
No, absolutely not. Today, 70% of all new cars come with DAB standard, and that figure is going to rise to approaching
100%. 30% of new cars don't, then. What's going to happen to those people?
And every car can be converted today as well.
At a cost, though.
There is a cost, but that cost is coming down, and it's relatively easy to do. As far as energy efficiency goes...
Sorry, it's still hundreds of pounds, though, isn't it, to someone who wanted to have a new car, bear in mind, a new car converted, that they would have to bear?
Well, you can convert your car from around £50. And again, we're working hard with the industry to make sure that the right kind of equipment is available at the right kind of price, and we'll continue to do that. With regards to energy efficiency, the latest study done by DCMS about a year or two ago showed that like-for-like radios, DAB and analogue, the DAB radios were 20% more efficient. And I think...
Really? So it's actually not true? Because, I mean, this question of how power-hungry they are is important, isn't it? And you're saying it is simply not true that DAB uses more power than using an FM radio?
No, it's extremely important. As I said, what the study showed was that if you take a like-for-like radio, digital radio is now more efficient. And there are quite strict European regulations in place to make that to make that so.
James Friedland, do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I'm afraid you're 10 years in the past. It used to be the case that, you know, DAB was
only
hugely...
10 years? That's a company.
Used to be the...
You should listen to John.
Well, you know, he's been here 28 years, and I think that's the point, is that actually people who really like radio don't much like change. But actually, slowly but surely, we're actually seeing more of that change going on. Six Music, Radio 4 Extra, both have over a million people tuning in, and most of that is over... It's DAB.
I know at least a million people will let us know what they think. James Cridland and Lawrence Harrison as well. Thanks both very much.
Thank you.